But
why'd you go to California?
Well, he had folks out there in Arizona, and he had some folks in California, and I did too. So we just decided we'd go out and try a different kind of work for a while.
I guess
they was. I don't know what there was or not.
Well, for a long, long time.
They had been out there for what, a couple of years?
Yeah.
Her, and they come back with us and we come back.
A number of years, her husband, Somio, was about the only work there was around here. He furnished work for a lot of people, you know, that,
otherwise would have been out of work, just like now. This, he works quite a few.
And he usually worked
6 or 8 or 10.
Yeah.
Was he able to keep going around during Depression?
Yes, he would. Well, really, he didn't have the sawmill. 34 was a real bad depression in 30s, and he didn't get the sawmill, the first sawmill, till 38, and the worst part of the depression was over. But he's never been where he had to shut down. He's kept going ever. His dad had a sawmill from the time he was a little bitty boy, and that's all the kind of work he ever really knew. You asked me if we farmed. We used to row crop a little bit and raise a little cotton and grain, but he's always sawmill. That's been his main work. Yes. We have cattle now and the hay crop.
You used an expression, row crop. What does that mean exactly?
That means cotton, corn, well, mostly corn and cotton.
Be different than from a vegetable garden?
We didn't never have no market through here for vegetables. I've always raised more vegetables than I need, and within the last 10 years, a few people come from Cherokee over and buy it, but up until then, I never had no market for any kind of vegetables.
But you've grown your own?
I've always grown my own.
Do most people around here still grow their own, or?
Oh, I'd think so, don't you?
The majority
of people have their own garden and grow their own vegetables.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of them. What religion are most people in the community?
Well,
you Protestant,
I guess you just say it's a mixed community. In the little town of Ash Flat, we have a Church of Christ and a Baptist church and a Methodist church.
What are you?
I'm Baptist and she's a Methodist. We go to different churches. Our parents were Methodists, and I don't know. I just got started going to the Baptists, and some of my children joined the Baptists, and we just got into the Baptists and stayed with us.
This is a dry area throughout here, isn't it?
You mean where? No, you can't buy it here. Only bootleggers. There's always plenty of places that worth it. The ones
you do have bootleggers
in. Oh yes. The ones that wants it can find it. But it's not sold legally.
Are there many bootleggers in the area?
Well, I don't know. My folks don't never touch it, so I really wouldn't know. I've raised 6 boys and my husband, and then I don't have any drinkers in my family. So I don't really know. I'm sure that they can find it if they want it. I've heard other people talk.
What would you say is the biggest change that's occurred in the community around here in the last, well, since World War II, maybe? I'm sure it's changed a lot.
Well,
I think the biggest change is the community is growing, you know.
We've had a lot of newcomers to move in here and a lot of new
developments
around. Cherokee Village has all been put there within the last 20 years. That's been a man-made planned town. And the Horseshoe Bend, back over a little west of us, back over here, it's another place just about like Cherokee Village.